بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will have the second class of the series called Failure of Love and Marriage, and the title of the class is Affection is My Medicine. Inshallah, today we will continue to discuss a major problem which we are all facing. It is the problem of the failure of love and marriage, which was proved through the statistics of divorce, which are very high all over the world. Allah, the creator of all the creatures, is teaching humanity in the Holy Quran about the elements for successful marriage, as he mentioned in Surah number 30, verse number 21. Inshallah, we will keep on reading this verse of the Quran when we are actually studying about marriage, so that we will always remember the three main elements for success of marriage according to the creators of the mankind, Allah the Exalted. Now we will read Surah number 30, verse number 21. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you affection and mercy. Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in this verse of the Quran that the three elements for the successful marriage are to find a repose with your spouse, plus affection, plus mercy. So these are the three elements for the successful marriage according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Last week we learned about sharing life and being connected as the important element for the husband and wife to feel that they are one spirit, and also to that the husband will feel that his wife is his whole world and he is the whole world for her. Inshallah, today we will learn about the second element for marriage success, which is affection. The question, sister, is what is the definition of affection? Okay, affection is a conduct or behavior which is based on the feelings of love, admiration, respect, and appreciation. So we must realize that affection is not a feeling or an emotion. No, affection is a conduct or behavior. Okay, and it has its sources in the heart, which is love and admiration, and in the mind to have respect and appreciation for your spouse. Let us clarify practically how a husband and a wife can show their affection to each other in their daily relationship. Number one, they are always together. When there is affection between the husband and the wife, they will always try to be together. It is the admiration and love that make the husband and the wife to enjoy being together, as they feel happy and warm. They are always looking for the time to spend together. Even when the wife is cooking in the kitchen, her husband will try to come to help her or just to talk together, as he likes her companionship. The whole weekend they are either in the house or out of it, but they are still together, living the feeling of attachment and belonging. And actually, sisters, this is a very important indication of affection between every husband and wife. This indication means that you will be always looking for your husband. You will be always looking to enjoy the time with him. You will be always looking to have more time with him. Even if he is working on the computer, you will sit beside him and you will try to talk to him. Even if he is, you know, busy with his work, you will make a cup of tea for him and then you will stay beside him and you will start talking to him so that he will tell you, thank you very much, I want to do my work now, I love you too much, I got the message, but I want to work. But you will notice that you will be always looking for him, looking to be close to him. And also it is the same for the husband, whom they are nowadays very busy with their work, but still, in a moment, you will notice that your husband is looking for you. Your husband is trying to, you know, to have some time with you, because he enjoys, you know, sister, this is the proof of the love and admiration, is that you feel, you know, the best of the feelings when you are close to the one whom you love and you admire. And this is the translation of the love and admiration in the form of affection. Always together. When you notice that there is a husband and wife whom they are always together, when they go out, they are together. If she goes to the doctor, he will be with her. If he will go, you know, for fishing, she will be with him. They are always together. This is an indication that they have affection to each other and they enjoy staying close to each other. And this is the very important element for the success of marriage. The second way to prove your affection to your husband is that you will always try to make him happy. When hearts are full of sincere love and care, they will always look for the happiness of the marriage partner, or as his happiness is the source of her happiness. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that those husbands and wives whom they have affection, attitude towards each other, they always try by all the means to make them happy and satisfied. This happiness may cost them, one of them, to work day and night, or to travel abroad, or to forget about his own wishes. But he will not care for all of this, but he always care for the reality that my wife is happy, I want to sacrifice for her, you know, my time, my effort, my wealth, my health, everything. Then when someone will ask that husband, why you are sacrificing all of this for your wife? This is out of love and care, or this is because, you know, this is a showing off, or what is the source of this affection? It is always the sincere love and admiration. It makes the husband out of his hand, you know, trying by all the means to make his wife happy, okay? And actually, this is the proof of the care and support for the wife. Again and again, sisters, we must realize that when we have the love, care, and admiration in our hearts towards our husbands, this must be reflected in our relation with them. Okay, if I love my husband and I feel that, you know, I have all the fondness and admiration to him, I will try my best, you know, actually, if he is working a long time, to actually to provide us with the best, you know, with the best which we are looking for from the materialistic issue, I will tell him, no, my husband, don't work too much. Try to work less hours, because I care for your health, and I care for, you know, for you not to be exhausted in your work. Your health and your psychological stability is more important for me than any materialistic issue which you can provide me with. You will feel, when you have the love and when you have the care for your husband, the sincere care, okay, which actually is the proof of affection, okay, you will find yourself out of your mind trying all the time to make him happy. Trying to feel that he is living a relaxing life. Try to feel that he is not under pressure. You will be always the source of care for him. You know, sister, this is, you know, the reality of the affection. Try all the time to feel that your spouse is happy, even if you sacrifice some of your needs for, you know, for that goal. But this is actually the clarification of the importance of the love and admiration in the relation between the husband and the wife. Not just to be a practical relation. You are providing us with all what we need, and I am the wife taking care of the house, and both of us will help each other to have a successful family. No, sister, this is not the affection which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making one of the most important factors for success of marriage. Success of marriage is related to the relation between the spirits, because when the spirits are attracted to each other, when there is love and when there is admiration, it is the spirit which will push the husband and the wife all the time to try to make the marriage successful, to try to sacrifice, to try to forget, to try to forgive, to try to give without looking for what I will have, you know, in return. Why? Why some of the wives and the husbands are having this excellent attitude towards their spouse? Because in reality, those are the husbands and the wives whom they love, you know, their spouses, whom they care for them, whom they have the affection attitude towards them. And this actually is the basis for, or the basic for, the successful marriage. Marriage can continue years and years in spite of any hardship or difficulties or trials, so long the hearts of the husband and the wife are connected together with love, care, support, and admiration. Number three of the how you can translate your love and care into affection. Number three, you must have the good characters. When the husband and the wife are having the fondness, love, and admiration to each other, this feeling will be translated to good characters: care, forgiveness, attention, connection, and support. Also, respect and appreciation. Respect and appreciation are the basic values for any marriage to remain successful all the time. They are the translation of love and admiration, and they are the proofs for affection. Again and again, sisters, we must actually appreciate, and or we must evaluate respect and appreciation as the most important factors for success of any marriage. There is no successful marriage without respect between the husband and the wife, even at the time of trials, even at the time of anger, even at the time of conflict. Okay? We must plan together from day one that all our life we will never lose our appreciation to each other and our respect to each other. Allah, the exalted, honored man, as Allah mentioned in Surah number 17, verse number 70, we will now read about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored man in Surah Al-Isra, Surah 17, verse number 70, in order to know about the importance of having the character of respect to all the human beings around us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كرمنا بني آدم وحملناهم في البر والبحر ورزقناهم من الطيبات وفضلناهم على كثير ممن خلقنا تفضيلا. Okay sister, I will read the whole verse in English. And indeed we have honored the children of Adam, and we have carried them on land and sea, and have provided them with lawful good things, and have preferred them above many of those whom we have created with a marked preferment. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that He preferred the mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the children of Adam. So we must learn that we are respectable human being, and we must also believe that we must respect all the people, whether they are rich or poor, whether they are of big families or, you know, they are from unknown families, whether they have a prestigious job or, you know, they are just cleaning the floors. We must respect any human being, because this is the right of every human being to be respected, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that Allah have honored all the children of Adam. So respect must be one of the character of the believer in the oneness of Allah. And if we will respect all the people, we must first and last respect our spouses. We must respect our spouses, whom we choose to live with them all our lives, and whom we share with them our goals and our dreams. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you cannot be a true believer except when you like for your brother the same you like for yourself. This is an Islamic law which every husband and wife must apply regarding each other. If you like to be respected by your wife, you must respect her the same way you respect yourself. Again and again, sister, this respect as a value which is very important for the success of marriage. Actually, we must insist on keeping the respect between each other, every husband and his wife. We must clarify that I will not live with you except when you respect me all the time. Okay? And the respect, this respect includes respect of the points of view, respect of the feelings and emotions, respect of decisions, and respect of the family, and respect at the time of anger and conflict. Why I am insisting on the importance of respect? Because respect always put limitations, you know, limitations in the reactions of the human being. Okay? If I respect, for example, the head or the boss of my work, okay, and one day he came to me and he told me, Mona, you didn't do your work in the good shape and you left the hospital very early and I am very angry with you and I will fire you and this and that, okay, this means that he start to exceed his limitations of respect with me. And at that moment, if I am not a respectable person, I can also exceed my limitations of respect with him. I can tell him, no, I am sure that I was in the hospital up to 4 o'clock and you don't have correct information and you are always not around and you are never in your work and you are never in your office. And now, you know, we exceed the limitations of respect. If you exceed the limitation of respect with any human being, be sure that by time your relation with that person will be a loss for both of you. You cannot continue. You will not be able to continue with someone whom you don't respect. This is with the boss of your work. By time you will hate the boss, you will hate the work, you will hate a place where you are not respected in that place. So this is in your work. You can change your work, but you cannot change your husband. You cannot change your house. You cannot change your family. You cannot change your kids. So this is a very important factor for success of marriage and for the marriage to be continued for a long time. Respect, respect, and respect. And you must clarify, this is actually from you know, the experience of life. I learned in my life that at the beginning of the marriage, every husband and wife must clarify to each other about the most important fundamental basic needs for her or for him. And I believe that respect is one of the most important needs for the husband and for the wife, so long that they are planning to live together, you know, for a long time. Now we will learn about appreciation. Appreciation is a symbol of affection. Appreciation means that actually appreciation is the act of estimating the qualities of actions and giving them their proper value. I will clarify to you about this, inshallah. Now, I want to mention to you that when the husband and wife appreciate each other, this includes appreciation of the good manners, appreciation of the help and support at times of hardship and trials, appreciation of the sacrifice. Actually, sisters, suppose now I lived with my husband for 10 years. And through these 10 years, he was still, you know, trying to improve his situation in his work. So our income was very little. But I tried by all the means, you know, to accommodate myself with this little income. In spite of the fact I was coming from a rich family and I had everything in my family, with my family. But with my husband, actually, I had to sacrifice a lot. Suppose I sacrificed a lot, okay, and I accepted, you know, to live with him with this little income. And then after 10 years, my husband, all praise to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided him with a lot of wealth and he became very rich. He is supposed never to forget the 10 years of my life, which I sacrificed them for the sake of my marriage. He is supposed to appreciate all these 10 years, every minute of the 10 years. And when he became wealthy and he is planning to buy for himself the best car and the best clothes, he is supposed at the same time to buy for me the same clothes and the same car, and he is supposed to appreciate, you know, all my sacrifice for him. This is the appreciation. This is one of the most important factors for the successful marriage. Because suppose the opposite is what we are living nowadays always, that a wife will sacrifice with her husband for 10 years, then when he becomes wealthy and everything, you know, is good for him and he has a lot of income, at that time he will think to marry another one. You know why? Because my wife now is old and she gained a lot of weight and, you know, she's always upset and she's not in a good mood. I don't know why. So actually now I have to use my right as a Muslim and to marry again. You see, sister, this is why appreciation is one of the most important factors in marriage. We cannot forget those whom they support us at the time of trials and hardship. We cannot forget, you know, our husbands or our wives whom they sacrifice their health, whom they sacrifice their wealth, whom they sacrifice their time and their happiness for our sake, you know, when, you know, we are in a better shape. When affection is the attitude of both husband and wife towards each other, this means that they appreciate every minute they live together. They always remember the difficult times of their lives, which they succeeded to overcome through their support and love to each other. They always have good memory, even for the difficult times of their life. They always show their appreciation to each other through nice words and beautiful gifts. Sister, I will mention to you which is a realistic example of the importance of affection for marriage to be a successful one. This story actually is raising a very important question. Why does affection disappear in marriage? Let us listen to the story first, and then I will tell you my comment about this story. The story of this week is My Husband, Affection is My Medicine. Honey and Sara were colleagues in the final year of the College of Faculty of Engineering when they decided to become engaged. Sara was attracted to Honey's intelligence and great success, while he liked her nice manners and simple personality. After a year, they decided to marry, as Sara was very happy and enjoying the fondness and admiration of Honey, who tried to show his love and affection to Sara in every event. Even he was sending her loving notes every day. It was a great coincidence that they both had work or job in the same company, so they spent the whole day together, at work and at home. It was the turning point in their marriage when Sara had a better job with a higher salary in another company, a situation which Honey was not happy for it. So he started to stop being affectionate towards her, a side which Sara never expected to see from him. As Sara became pregnant and suffered from easily exhaustion, she was still trying to keep her job, which she liked a lot. But Honey insisted for Sara to resign, as she needed to rest for the baby. Sara failed to convince Honey that she can keep her work, but Honey insisted for her to resign. So she resigned for the sake of her marriage. But she was very sad regarding Honey's new attitude. Also, she was questioning the sincerity, love, and admiration that Honey had showed her at the beginning of their marriage. Honey was promoted to a better job that required more hours, so Sara was completely alone with the baby, day and night. She tried to show her husband that she needed his sharing, connection, love, support, but Honey's priority was his career. Sara decided to have another baby, but the baby had a heart problem. Sara again was alone in the hospital for a long time, staying with her sick baby, who needed a lot of treatment and surgery. It was a lot of stress for Sara to leave Ahmed, the first baby, in the daycare from morning to evening, so that she can be in the hospital close to the sick one. Honey became more and more involved in his work, clarifying to Sara that his goal is the financial stability of the family. The sick baby died after 8 months, a hardship which caused severe depression to Sara. She started psychiatric treatment, but the physician insisted that her medicine is the love, care, and affection of her husband. So the question is, what is your expectation for her husband's response towards that hardship which his wife is facing?
What do you think?
Stay at work and he won't help her.
I think that ideally he should support her and helping her, but also his job, it's important for him. But I think that there's a point that you can find a balance. You know, it's neither completely ignore her, completely be with her all the time. You have to find a balance.
This is very good, but in this story, what do you think, what do you expect from
him? I expect that he's going to stay at work.
Okay, what about you?
I mean, in this story, I think, yeah, maybe, I think he will not help her, or he will not understand her.
Yeah. He will not help her or understand her. Okay. Now we listen to the point of view of the sisters, some of the sisters whom they are attending with us, and they all agreed that Honey will not support his wife in this hardship. And the sisters, this what happened exactly. He said that he doesn't believe in psychiatry treatment, and he said that Sara can move to her parents' home to stay with them for some time so that her mother can take care of her. As Sara moved to her parents, she deteriorated more and more, and her parents asked Honey for divorce. Actually, sister, this is the lesson of that story, is that we must realize that love, care, and support of the feelings and appreciation are the reality of affection, a medicine which every spirit needs to live, to enjoy life, to stabilize, and to be a healthy spirit. And the question now, again, sister, is question which we all ask about nowadays, is why does affection disappears in marriage? In the story which we just listened to now, affection was the most important factor for Sarah, the wife. Actually, she was attracted to her husband because of his affection. And again, she lost interest in him when he was not affectionate to her. And the question is, why Hani lost his affection attitude towards her, his wife, and why most of the husbands, actually, by time, they forget about being affectionate to their wives. The possibilities are, maybe it was not a real sincere affection. Maybe it was just quick admiration, which disappeared by time. Or maybe it is the responsibilities of marriage that occupy the mind and the heart of both the husband and wife and leave no place or time for fondness or admiration. Or it may be after marriage, each spouse feels that he has the love of his spouse for granted. And so they decide, both of them, to forget about affection.
Question is, in this story, they're working in the same company, and then their status was almost, but after that, she offered a better job, and maybe the husband got jealous, so that's why, if she listened what he said, at the time she changed the job, and then she didn't change the job, she kept the original one, maybe she was able to keep their husband affection. That's what I think.
Because actually, you know, this is a very important point, that he was jealous from her. Okay? But basically, you know, if the husband is jealous from his wife, he is not supposed to, you know, to show her his affection. You get my point? If he, in reality, loves her, you know, and he has the admiration and fondness to her, you know, he will not change this love, which is in the, you know, depth of his heart, because he is jealous from her. You know, he can be jealous for some time, you know, he can have a difficult attitude for some time, but out of the love and admiration, he will return again to be kind with her. You know, but in this story, you know, what you can learn from the pattern of his attitude towards her is that when he is in a good shape, he will be nice with her. When life is good with him, he can be good with her. But when she is in a good shape, you know, this is not his business. His business is himself, you know. And when he noticed that she can be in a better job with a better salary, he decided, you know, to stop her even from work. You know, when she was pregnant, she tried to convince him to leave her to work. But he insisted for her to resign. You know, why? Because he feels that, you know, he must have the priority, you know, regarding the job and the salary. Okay? And this is not an indication of love, you know, or care or support. Because if you always, you know, feel that you need to work, so you must give the same right to your wife, so long that she can take care of the house and she can take care of the baby. But just to block for her, you know, the opportunity to work, because you are jealous, you know, from her, this means that there is no love, you know, there is no real love. Because, you know, Zainab, what is the proof of what I am mentioning to you now is that, try to observe your relation with your kids, okay? Basically, you have love for your kids, okay? So suppose you tell to your son, I don't want you to be late at night. Okay, if he goes out, for example, for the cinema. Okay, but your son insisted to go out. Okay, you will be angry with him for one day. But next day, out of your love to your son, you will be again nice and you will be again showing, you know, care and support, because this is the feeling of love. This is the real love. Okay, but in this story, this love was not a real one. You know, he was just, you know, having the feeling of admiration. She was a nice person. She was easygoing. You know, she was beautiful. So he was attracted to her. But the real love, you know, and the, you know, the real care, you know, this is the most important. It's that so long I want to be happy, I have to give the same opportunity to the most important human being in life for me, my spouse. You know, the one who is living with me, sharing with me every moment and every event. Okay? And this is actually what we are discussing in this class, is that we must have the real, the sincere love, care, support to our spouses, so that we can have, you know, the successful marriage. And this is clarifying why most of the marriages are failing, in spite of the fact that there was admiration and there was love at the time of engagement and at the first days of marriage. Okay, by time we will realize that it was not the real love, it was not the real admiration, it was not the sincere care, it was just attraction, you know. And after some time, you know, the pressure of the life, you know, makes that attraction to fade, and we start to be two human beings with different points of view. Everyone is having a goal, and this is the end of most of the marriages. Okay? Actually, sisters, in Islam, affect is one of the most important factors for marriage success. Allah said in Surah Al-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 19, we will read it now, inshaAllah. Ar-Rahim, Ashiruhunna bil ma'roof, and live with them in a kind way. Okay, in this verse of the Quran, Allah the Exalted is instructing husbands to be nice to their wives and to treat them well to the best of their ability. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the most perfect believers in belief is the best of them in character. The best of you are those who are the best to their wives. To their wives, yes. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that a husband's treatment to his wife reflects his good character, and his good character is a reflection of his belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the question, sister, is how can a Muslim husband be good to his wife or show his affection to his wife? The answer is he should smile to her. This is how you can show your affection. The husband can show his affection to his wife, and also how the wife can show her affection to his husband. Okay? Number one, every one of them should smile, should be gentle with each other, appreciate the care and, you know, and the support. Being nice to each other means encouraging, you know, each other. How you can encourage each other? With the words of admiration. For example, you can tell to your husband, I love to hear your voice on the phone. Or your husband can tell you, you always look very attractive. Or you are the most beautiful in my eyes. Or I always miss you. We must agree that these words of admiration will make the hearts of the husband and wife close together. And actually, sister, this is the nature of the human being. You know, every human being likes to listen to the words of admiration. Okay, so let us use this reality in order to have the hearts of me and my husband close together. Let us have the habit of using the words of admiration with sincerity, out of real love, out of real care. In reality, I love my husband. In reality, I love to hear his voice on the phone. In reality, my husband is the most handsome man in my eyes. In reality, I miss my husband whenever he is not around, even for 1 hour. This is the very important way to have a successful relation with your husband, through your affectionate attitude. Also, we must agree that respect, again and again, sister, I always return to respect, because it is noticed nowadays that lack of respect between the husband and the wife is one of the important causes of the failure of marriage failure. We must agree that respect is part of the good treatment. So at time, treatment of the failure of marriages, at time of conflict, of anger, we must keep our good treatment to our spouses by being respectable to each other and not to exceed our limitations. We must also agree that when the husband treats his wife with affection, she will also try to be the best wife for him, as affection is the key of the happy marriage. Now we will learn from Surah number 33, verse number 21, about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and how we are supposed to follow him in his relations with his wife. Read from Surah number 33, verse number 21. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, peace be upon him, you have a good example to follow for him who hopes for the meeting with Allah and the last day and remembers Allah much. Looking to the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that he was extending a great deal respect to his wife, and he was paying high attention, care and love towards them. And actually, sisters, we Muslims are not always discussing this aspect of the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We always mention that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging having more than one wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was merciful with all the human beings. But to concentrate on how he was so loyal to his wives, how he was so caring for them, most of the Muslims are not aware of this aspect of his life. Actually, we must know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was the role model for the ideal manners towards the wife. I will prove this to you from his life. First, we must learn that he was comforting his wife. He was wiping their tears. He was respecting their emotions. He was hearing their words. He was caring for their complaint. He was going in picnics with them. He was racing with them. He was discussing matters with them. He was keeping their dignity. He was declaring his love to them. He was understanding their psychology and nature. He was complaining to them and he was consulting them. Some attractive examples of the great husband, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had affection to his wives all the times are. Number one, knowing their feelings. Now we will know how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always aware of the feelings of his wife towards him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling Aisha, his wife, may Allah be pleased with her, I know, Aisha, well, when you are pleased or angry from me. Aisha replied, how you know that? He said, when you are pleased with me, you swear by saying by the God of Muhammad. But when you are angry, you swear by saying by the God of Ibrahim. You see, she wants to upset him, so she will not mention his name. You know, when she was angry with him, she will say, I swear by the God of Ibrahim. So he will feel that, you know, she is angry with him. This is number one. You see, subhanAllah, very fine issues, but this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, he was demonstrating his love and loyalty to them. Actually, sisters, in this class, inshallah, and in the next class, I will mention about, you know, how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was caring for his wife, was treating them very kindly, so that every Muslim husband who is looking for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his role model, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us and advised us in the verse of the Quran which we just mentioned now, every Muslim husband must know about these events of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and about his character and about his affection and about his kindness towards his wife, so that, you know, the Muslim husband will follow our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we will have, you know, the successful marriage in our life out of following our Prophet, peace be upon him. Okay, we will learn now about how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was demonstrating his love and loyalty to his wife. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told to Aisha, his wife, I am in my love and loyalty to you just like Abi Zara and Zara. I will explain to you this. Abi Zara is a man who was very loyal to his wife, whom her name is Zara. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling to his wife Aisha, I am in love with you and so loyal to you like that man who is very loyal to his wife. Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, replied, you are dearer to me more than my father and my mother. You are even more loyal and loving than Abi Zara to Zara. You see, this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was choosing the best nicknames to his wives. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calling Aisha or Aish, you know, part of her name. You know, this is her nickname. He was telling her, this is Jibril, the angel of revelation, telling you the greetings. Aisha said, may peace and blessings be upon him. You see, sisters, how he is trying to make her happy. How he is conveying her his love and his loyalty. He is telling her, Aish, you know, suppose my name is Mona, you cannot compare us with Prophet Muhammad and his wife, but just I am giving you an example. Suppose my name is Mona, my husband will come and tell me, Mishmish. This is the nickname. All the people feel that you are the best wife in this life. You see, what will be my feeling? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling to his wife Aisha, her nickname, Jibril, telling you the greetings. You see how he wants her to feel, to feel happy and to feel that, you know, she is very special for him, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Prophet Muhammad was tolerating for the happiness of their wives. Aisha, radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, his wife, narrated that Abu Bakr, her father, may Allah be pleased with them, he entered to the home of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while two young girls were striking on the tambourine and singing. While the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying and covering himself with his clothes. So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw Abu Bakr, okay, the father of Aisha, the Prophet uncovered his face and told him, oh Abu Bakr, let them continue their singing. It is the days of Eid festival. You see how he is so merciful. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is covering himself with his clothes so that he will not listen to the high, voice of Aisha while she's enjoying her time with her friends. And when her father came home, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the one defending Aisha and her friends and telling to her father, let them enjoy time. This is the Eid festival. You see, this is the character of the husband who has the real affection. This is the real affection, not Hani's affection. whom we learn about in the story. This is how we, husband and wife, you know, have to try all the time to have this kind of affection, which is based on the real love, care, admiration, and fondness. This is the reality of the feelings. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sacrificing, you know, for the sake of the happiness of Aisha. Even her father is not happy with her attitude, but he is defending her out of his love and care. Peace be upon him. In reality, you will love more and more Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the depth of your heart when you will touch how he was so merciful and how he has the real feelings. All the feelings of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the real feelings, and this what Muslims and human beings miss nowadays. Most of the feelings are not real. They are vague feelings. And because of that, most of the relations are broken. Because you cannot feel the reality and the sincerity of the feelings. And because of that, the divorce is increasing every day. Let us continue about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his relation with his wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was depending on himself to relieve them. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, was asked about the manners of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his house. She replied, he washes his clothes, cleans his shoes, and serves himself. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will clean his shoes, was cleaning his shoes and serving himself. Nowadays, if you mention to any husband, especially Muslim husbands, okay, oh my husband, I am exhausted today, so can you please serve yourself? You know, most of the husbands, okay, will say, I am very sorry, my wife, this is your responsibility. House is your responsibility. You take care of your responsibility, I take care of my responsibility. And because of that, sisters, there is no real love and real affection between the husbands nowadays. Marriage is not a company where the responsibilities are distributed according to the benefit of everyone from the other one. Marriage is a company based on love, affection, care, support, reality, forgiveness, all the good manners. These are, you know, the basic fundamental, you know, needs for the marriage to continue. Two spirits whom they have the best feelings towards each other. Everyone is willing to give, everyone is willing to help, everyone is willing to sacrifice. This is how marriage can continue, and this is the reality of the affection which most of the human beings are not having nowadays. And this is why the ratio or the percentage of divorce is high, and it will increase more and more. So long the human beings will be still looking only for the materialistic benefits from the company of marriage, okay, the company of marriage will always fail. And this will, what we are facing nowadays, and actually what we have discussed in depth, so that inshallah we can save our families and we can save the future. We will continue about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was feeling happy when his wife was happy. You know, sister, I feel that I cannot continue more than this. This is how the Muslims are supposed to live. This is the life of our leader. This is the life of our prophet. This is the life of our role model. Where is this relation between husbands and wives nowadays? If I have 100 families, this manners of Prophet Muhammad with his wife, I will not find it in 95% of the families, even if they are divorced or they are still married. But this kind of relation, the real love, support, care, you know, and the real affection is not around anymore, mostly in our worldly life. And this is because, sisters, we don't have actually, number one, we don't have the real belief in Allah. We don't live our marriage as an act of worship. We don't know anything about, you know, the basics of the life of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I am questioning everyone who is listening to this class, who discussed in depth this kindness, and this caring and this support of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wives? Why this, you know, relation is not known to everyone? Why we are not living it in our life? If we live our life with our spouse according to the life of our Prophet, we will be the best, you know, having the best marriage relation all over the world, and then everyone will respect Islam. And when you will ask, you know, non-Muslims, why you respect Islam, they will answer, because Muslims, they have the successful marriages. And they have these successful marriages because it is the marriage of their Prophet. So this means that, you know, that Prophet is the Prophet, you know, of the truth. And the religion of Islam is the religion of the truth and the religion of the mercy. Then everyone will respect Islam and respect Muslims. But again and again, I am blaming myself and blaming every Muslim and Muslima whom they never know about the depths of the relation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his wives, and they don't follow this relation so that they can save their family and they can save, you know, Islam as a religion, and they can save their kids whom they are the future of Islam. Actually, I will continue about how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was feeling happy when his wife was happy. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, his wife, narrated that my friends were coming to visit me and they were feeling shy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was letting them in to me. While he is at home, you know, he will be in a separate room. Then he will, you know, allow her to have her friends with her and to enjoy time with her friends and, you know, to feel free at home. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, he is sitting away, you know, sacrificing his time with her, you know, enjoying, you know, her company for the sake that she is happy with her friends. You know, and again I am questioning, you know, about the husbands whom they let, you know, their wives to have their friends at home. You know, whenever I want to have my friends, I will tell to my husband, for example, my husband, please go and sit, you know, in the basement, because I am inviting my friends. We will enjoy time. We will eat together. We'll have very nice together. You stay in the basement. I am happy. You must be happy. Thank you, my husband. If I repeat this event 3 or 4 times, Allah knows what will be the end of my marriage. Okay? But if I tell him, my husband, this was, you know, the attitude of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will tell me, you know, he will tell me what Allah knows. I don't want to discuss about, you know, this issue. Allah knows what will be his reply. We will still, sisters, actually... Actually, yes, Romelia mentioned what I always, you know, hear or listen when I mention about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, about his, you know, best manners and values, you know, and attitude, not only with my husband, with all the Muslims, they will tell he was the Prophet. We are not prophets.
Yeah,
we are not prophets. We are weak human beings and he is the Prophet, so please don't compare us with him. So if you are not comparing yourself with him, okay, what about the verse of the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning to us, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be the role model for the Muslims? Okay, we must follow this. Okay, sister.